Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a pleasant night to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli airstrike targeted an immediate threat in northern Gaza for the second straight day, with the U.S. showing flexibility towards Prime Minister Netanyahu's stance, according to Ynet just in. Also, President Trump stated earlier today that the U.S. has complete control over the Strait of Hormuz, attacking Iran's military capabilities, reports Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Tehran remains unfazed by U.S. threats of a ground attack, stating their borders are secure, Walla covered earlier today. Separately, Israel's Defense Minister Katz instructed the IDF to prepare for a long-term presence in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza security zones, reports I-24 News. And finally, a report from Forward highlights that Richard Wagner, a favorite composer of Hitler, found early inspiration in a Jewish artist's music. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago, criticizing the U.S. president for his handling of the ongoing conflict, comparing it to historical challenges. Al Arabiya English reported recently that Turkish President Erdogan accused Israel's government of trying to remove Palestine from the global agenda in his meeting with Palestinian President Abbas. Ynet Global posted that the Israeli airstrike in Gaza comes as the U.S. gives Netanyahu space ahead of the elections, emphasizing its strategic timing. Let's go deeper. Starting with Gaza, Ynet reports that the IDF's recent strike aimed to neutralize an immediate threat. This action follows a series of tensions in the region, with Washington giving Netanyahu leeway as elections approach. The strike signals Israel's firm stance on security matters. Turning to U.S.-Iran relations, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today, President Trump's bold claims about controlling the Strait of Hormuz heighten tensions with Iran. Despite these threats, Iran's military posture remains unchanged. The implications for regional security are significant. Meanwhile, Walla covered Tehran's response to U.S. threats, stating their borders are well protected. Iran's reassurances aim to project strength amidst U.S. military posturing. The region remains on edge as diplomatic solutions seem distant. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israeli Defense Minister Katz's directive to prepare for extended stays in regional security zones underscores Israel's strategic military planning. This move reflects ongoing security concerns and potential long-term regional involvement. And finally, from Forward, the revelation about Wagner's inspiration from a Jewish artist adds a historical nuance to discussions about art and ideology. This insight into cultural history offers a reminder of the complex intersections of art and politics. On the economic front, first, a new study from Maariv Business reveals that despite the cancellation of the excise tax on sweet drinks, prices remain high. This highlights ongoing consumer cost challenges in Israel. Separately, Katek reports that Israel has chosen Ondas to develop Digital Bat, a new generation of tactical attack drones. This program reflects Israel's commitment to advancing military technology. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces a merger in the hospitality sector, with Almog and Para uniting to establish a nationwide company. This move aims to consolidate resources and expand operations across Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.